We have more evidence today that Americans are becoming less religious. A new survey says the number of people in this country who say they believe in God, who say they pray daily, and who attend church is going down. The findings come from the Pew Research Center, and NPR's Tom Gelton has been looking into them. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
So how is this country different than it was a few years ago?
The first thing to keep in mind, and this is important, is that Americans, by and large, are still a really religious people, certainly in comparison, for example, to Europeans.
Sure.
But we now have two studies, one in 2007 and one that has just been released, that shows that Americans clearly are becoming less religious. Just to give you one example, in 2007, 71% of Americans said they were absolutely certain they believe in God. That number now is down to 63%. Most Americans still say they pray at least once a day, but the number who say they seldom or never pray has jumped by 5 points. 18% said that in 2007. 23% today say they never pray at all. These are somewhat small changes, but they are significant.
Because?
They're significant for two reasons. One, because this is not a lot of time, 2007 and 2015. So these are significant in terms of how much change in a short period of time. The other thing is, this was a really big study, 35,000 people. So the margin of error is quite small.
Okay, so when you start slicing up the population, is everybody's religious belief changing or evolving in the same way?
Everybody seems to be getting less religious. However, there are major differences between men and women, for example. Women are more religious than men. And young people are a lot less religious than older people. For example, the over 50 crowd, 6 in 10 say they pray every day. 2/3 say religion is very important to them. For the youngest group, only 4 out of 10 would say those same things.
Well, let me ask about that, Tom, because, of course, younger people get older. And it's a truism among people who pay attention to church going that you're born, you grow up, maybe you go to church as a kid, then you go away from the church. Later, you're older, you have kids, you go back to church. Is that just what's happening here?
That is a truism, and there are data to support that. However, older millennials who were younger millennials in 2007, they're not getting any more religious. In fact, they have become even less religious.
Wow. Now, is there a connection between people's political beliefs and their religious beliefs?
Yes. This study looks at people who are not affiliated religiously. They call them the nuns. They have no religious affiliation. Right now, that is the single largest religious group in the Democratic Party. If you take another example, evangelical conservatives, 56% of evangelical Christians say they are Republican or lean Republican. Just 28% say they identify more with the Democrats. And that split is wider today than it was in 2007. So even evangelical conservatives, evangelical Protestants are more likely today to say they're Republican than they were in 2007.
What is the effect when you have such a difference between the religious beliefs, demographically speaking, of the two political parties?
I think what we're seeing here is evidence of the growing friction in the American electorate. The people who are religiously affiliated are actually becoming more devout, Steve. People who are unaffiliated are becoming less and less devout. So these differences that we saw in 2007 are becoming more pronounced. The culture wars are playing out in such a way that there is greater polarization along religious lines, just as there's greater polarization along political lines.
Tom, thanks as always.
You bet.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton.